I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Think back to the last selfie you took, whatever you were showing off, a new haircut maybe, or a beautiful vista in the background. I bet that selfie didn't include bags full of garbage in the frame. I hope not, anyway. Unless you're in Tunisia, it probably doesn't make sense. It's actually the trend in the North African country right now for people to take a selfie in front of any place filled with trash and then post it to Facebook or Twitter. Our BBC colleague Sehem Hassani can hopefully shed some light on this. Sehem, what is the point?
Well, these selfie pubela, we call them in Tunisia, and you know, the selfie garbage, it's an initiative who began 2 months ago on Facebook. These are citizens who decided to take selfies with garbage. They want to denounce pollution and the increase of garbage all over Tunisia.
And how did the whole thing begin?
Well, for people who live here, you can notice that there is garbage almost everywhere in all neighborhoods, from the bourgeoisie to popular places. We have this smell, this disgusting landscape of garbage. There is also a sanitary problem. Mosquitoes, asthma, disease related to pollution are increasing in the country, especially at summertime. And the government was till now doing nothing.
You live in Tunis, right?
I live in Tunis capital, yeah.
What's the situation with garbage in your own neighborhood?
In my neighborhood, at 7 a.m. every day, I can see garbage collectors taking rubbish in their own hands, which is very dangerous. The problem is there is a lack of equipment. They also suffer from this situation. When it's winding, the wind is putting the garbage in houses, in gardens. For many also tourists that I talked with, they have seen that Tunisia is changing in a bad way.
There's a Facebook page devoted to these pictures, and it has now nearly 13,000 likes. A lot of Tunisians obviously are annoyed by garbage. What is the government actually doing about it, though?
Well, since the fall of dictatorship, Tunisian government was not taking as a priority the problem of garbage in Tunisia. And he recently, he's proposing new strategies to face pollution. And he's proposing now to do campaign to protect environment.
When you say he, you're talking about Prime Minister Jammeh.
Prime Minister Mahdi Jammeh, yeah. He wants to put more money in the cities who are facing pollution. But the real problem is also about civil society and schools who have to educate people to throw papers when they find a garbage bin and to stop throwing their garbage in the streets.
Yeah, we don't realize how important the garbage collectors are until there are piles of garbage everywhere. Our colleague at the BBC, Sehem Hassani, in Tunis, thank you very much.
Thank you.